Hello, here we are in the studio. We have Naomi Jansen and Naomi Carling. Hello.
Hello.
Oh,
we have. That's nice.
We have music today, which is a combination of Indian tabla.
I do love fatty fatty.
And Chinese zithers. And also some Irish vocal background.
Goodness me, what a combination.
Oh wow.
So there's Irish, Indian and
really
Chinese
drawing on
world music in this one.
It's very multicultural.
Yeah.
And it's so you that you would sort of collage
weave them all together.
Mm. Yeah, why not?
Hey.
Bit of this, bit of that.
Yeah, it comes from the same great soul, I think. I woke up today going, gratitude. I would like to talk about gratitude today. Mm. And you've all given me the thumbs up. So I woke up thinking this morning, hey, gratitude is something that I think we're forgetting. We're so distracted by all of our devices and all of our things that we're doing, and we're so used to getting what we want, and if things are late, it's late, and my coffee's not good enough, or this is not good enough, and you know.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that.
Yeah.
And I think it's a sort of an offshoot of our consumer society, because the consumer society tells you to constantly want, not to constantly thank.
Yes. Yeah. And there's a word for this state. There's a scientific word, and there's all of these studies that I've discovered.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a nice concept. It's called hedonic, after hedonism, adaptation. So you get used to having things your way, and you want it like that forever.
Mm.
And more and more. So, you know, if you make $1 million, that's not enough. You want $2 million next time.
Yeah.
You need the $1 billion, or you need the extra car.
Because it doesn't really give you a hit for long enough.
No, you don't get it. It's exactly right. It has a very small shelf life in terms of happiness.
Hmm.
And so people think that they have to do more of the same thing to get it.
Always trying to get that same high.
To get the same high. Mm.
And the adaptation, because we get used to good things.
That's it.
Very, very quickly.
Very quickly.
And conversely, we're able to hang on to discomfort for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
So you get used to something good and take it for granted.
Yeah.
No matter what it is, whatever you so badly want.
Yeah.
Unless you practice gratitude.
And I was thinking that, am I a victim of hedonic adaptation? And yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't think you can be part of our society without
it. And I think our society thrives on it, wanting people to be in that conditioned state.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, one of the things that falls on the wayside, one of the victims of this is gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't go, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been in a state of thank you all day today, and it's a really nice place to be.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
When I was about 12 or something like that, I used to lie on the couch in my lounge room and just sit there and think about all the things that I was grateful for until I cried with joy.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're fabulous. What a great kid.
Because
are you crying, darling?
It felt so good. I didn't know about meditation or anything, and I wasn't mm-hmm. raised with any sort of religious framework.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of what I discovered. If I did that, it made me feel really good.
Mm.
Felt very, very connected to God.
Mm.
And later on, I thought, I felt like gratitude gets you to joy really quickly. And
yes, it does.
And the feeling of joy is the connection to the divine. And that was kind of like a guaranteed way there. Just sit there and feel grateful.
That's the formula. And I realize that gratitude as a prayer, as a devotional act, is found in all of the religions.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as you said, gratitude leads to joy, and then joy leads to that bliss, that sense of unity,
mm.
that sense of not being disconnected.
Mm.
And all of these great studies I've found out today, something like meditating on gratitude makes you feel like you've just had a wage rise of, that your wage packet's doubled. It has these this same amount of, but it lasts longer, the same amount of joy.
And they did a study with, like, they hooked people up and they saw that it had the same.
Yeah, and there's all of these scientific tests now you can find about gratitude and all of the benefits. You know, so we know that, for example, gratitude can make you happier and makes people like you more because you're in a happier state.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't running away from you frightened. I've got a small list here. It makes you healthier and it boosts your career and it strengthens your emotions. It makes you more optimistic. The list is actually really, really long. Mm-hmm. And all of these things are actually come out as scientific studies. So I think we'll post
the link to that.
The link to that I found.
Mm-hmm.
And So how do you stimulate gratitude in your life? What do you do?
Well, it's definitely a decision. And
it is.
And a shift in perspective. I mean, I'm often juggling so much that I'm, you know, in functioning mode. So it does take a mindfulness practice to stop and to think.
Mm.
Oh, so grateful for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I am often reminded of that when my girls are just so beautiful to each other.
Yeah,
you know, they're kissing and cuddling and sharing, and it's really delightful. And I think, gosh, you know, I could have easily not had children. I'm so grateful that we're at this stage, that I got through all of that firstly, but also grateful to be witnessing such love and purity. I mean, they're just so pure. So I must say that my children give me a lot of inspiration for gratitude. Even in those dark moments, it always switches me.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, because I found that after Christmas, my stomach was full, very full.
Mm.
And yet I had no gratitude in me.
Mm.
I missed it.
And sometimes we can overdo it, can't we?
Yeah, and I think that's why I've jumped in, that's why it's come up. It's going, you know, why are you? Because I have been feeling very flat and exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did a lot of hosting, but it's also because as soon as I went, gratitude, that's it. So that's filled up my cup today.
Well, a friend of mine's whole kind of paradigm shifted. When I think I've talked about this in a pre-session before, but I feel like I have, but she wanted to experiment with gratitude and make it a practice. And she was saying that sometimes just running around driving, you know, kids to two different schools and all this kind of stuff and traffic and finding out that they hadn't packed something. There's just so many things to get pissed off about.
Mm-hmm.
And she was finding that and she'd made a deal with herself that every time she felt angry or pissed off or anxious, she would find something to be grateful for to kind of counter it, just as a thought experiment.
Yes, cool.
And she told me that sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's really, really hard. And she gave me an example of being in the car and everything was wrong and the kids were fighting and whatever else. And she thought, she felt this surge of anger that the kids were fighting in the back seat. And instantly went, okay, now I have to think of something I'm grateful for, and could not think of anything, and just looked around and saw her two hands holding the steering wheel, and she went, some people don't have hands.
Right.
And she went, I have hands, and she felt a surge of gratitude. So sometimes it really, you have to search, and sometimes it's the most mundane thing, you know, even if you're thinking, I'm grateful for the fact that I have the ability to remember that I have to think of something to be grateful for. Even if it's just that.
Even if it's just that.
Mm. And I find that really helpful when she told me that.
Yeah.
Because you can always find something, no matter how bad things are, to be grateful for. Mm-mm. Under that sort of, if you're not reaching for something as beautiful as two beautiful, pure children and their love together and stuff, if you're not able to access that kind of thing, you can go, I have knees. Knees are really useful.
Knees are really,
you know,
good.
Seriously.
Yeah, no, knees are really handy.
Well, I mean, knees are.
that
You certainly know if your knees are not working.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it also seems like for you, Captain, that you've had some synchronicity lately and some things really coming together. So it's nice. Do you think it's related to that?
It's what I am finding, though, is that I've had, because I've been so busy, I'm now falling back into time with myself.
Yeah.
And I'm really enjoying my quiet contemplations and my own communion with myself. And but there has been synchronicity going on. There has been a whole bunch of different things coming together. And it feels like I'm being guided, because most of the time I'm going, what the? You know, I really don't know. Where's this going? What's happening? And all I have to do is just go, this is in my life. It feels safe. And therefore I'll trust it. And I'll just allow it to take shape. But I have been feeling disconnected and really just sitting aside, you know, really listening to those words that you wake up with in your head in the morning, or the ideas that you have, or the dreams that you have. The morning before, I woke up with a dream, and that I had this black spot in my right eye, and I couldn't move this black spot. It was a tiny little spot, you know. I wasn't blinded by it, but it was just annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of got it in the dream, removed it, but it popped back in again. I couldn't get rid of this dot in my eye. So I said, okay, unconscious self, what is it that I'm not seeing? What is my black spot? What's my blind spot on my eye? And of course, this morning I woke up and the word said gratitude.
Wow.
And so it's about recommencing my own internal dialogue. You know, I learned this kind of stuff from reading Carl Jung years and years ago. But, you know, this dialogue with oneself, it's so important. You know, what does it mean? What's the symbol mean? Ask yourself, what is this? And you'll get the answer. It'll come to you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it's so easy to just go down the track of everything that's wrong. It kind of builds on itself, whereas I think gratitude kind of also builds.
Yes.
Like if you start noticing things you're grateful for, even if, like, you know, you have hands to grip a steering wheel, then you can actually feel gratitude for that.
Yeah.
And I think it does kind of snowball. It puts you on a different track. It puts you on the things I'm grateful for track.
Mm-hmm. And practice. Mm-hmm. And practice brings you back into that space more often and becomes a pattern. And I think gratitude is a good habit to have.
Well, my friend who did this said that her whole life changed.
Yeah.
And it was about, I think it was about a 3 or 4 month period that she did this.
Yeah.
And she just became really relaxed and a lot of things that used to bug her didn't anymore. And she attributes it to this exercise of, every time I have a negative thought, I'm going to think of something I'm grateful for.
Great.
She's got an amazing amount of discipline. I don't know if I have that much discipline. I mean, she's just one of those people that's kind of, it's extraordinary, her self-discipline. But I think, you know, I'd use my app for it.
Yes. Well, of course.
I wish my app did a thing where every time I had a negative thought, it would go, doink, you just said a negative thought, come on, think gratitude. But I could see the difference in her.
Mm.
And it held, because this is about 10 years ago.
Yeah. So gratitude brings grace into your body. You know, suddenly everything was beautiful. I was noticing things, the light on the leaves, how you know, beautiful the garden was, you know, and it was actually like I had taken a happy pill.
Oh, I love that. I went for a walk the other night, knowing that I had a lot to do, but just really forcing myself to do something that was good for me. I actually posted it on my Instagram when I shared the experience, but I went through the sensory experience of the walk and felt overwhelming gratitude and overwhelming beauty around me. And it certainly felt like a happy pill as well. I felt like I just entered a whole new reality that was so far removed from the busyness.
Yeah, yeah.
The thoughts.
And it's sort of really easy to jump in and correct those things. It's really just by starting to say thank you.
Yeah, awareness. Mm. And perhaps this chat has stimulated you, our dear listeners. So we'd love to know what suggestions you have or what your experience you have about gratitude practice.
Yeah, list your things you're grateful for. Let's have a fun list of big and small.
Yeah. What a good idea.
Mm.
Okay. See you on the other side.